My first guest in this edition is Bill Beach, director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. We've asked him to join us to talk about tax policy and what the reality is involving the amount of money small businesses make and who exactly would be getting those Obama tax cuts. And Bill, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, it's my pleasure again, Greg.
Oh, well, one of the things we're hearing a lot about this week, thanks to Joe the Plumber and the debate that mentioned him a lot on Wednesday night, is the impact of the Obama tax plan on small businesses. Obama, of course, has said that anyone making above $250,000 a year will see higher taxes. And since many small businesses file as an individual, then they would see higher taxes. But Obama and Joe Biden both have said that 95 to 98% of small businesses don't make that much in a year.
Right.
Is that true?
That's a real good question. So the other night, I was listening to the debate and got a little bit concerned about that statistic. And I went up to one database on the Internet that anybody can go to that is highly reliable, and that is the Internal Revenue Service's data bank on businesses. It's right there for anybody to use. Now, there are three kinds of businesses that file their taxes through the 1040, and that, of course, would be the form, the income tax form, that would be subject to the higher individual income tax rate that Senator Obama has proposed. These are sole proprietors. These are the little tiny companies. The micro companies, they have one employee, or maybe it's yourself, to, 5, 10, 15 employees. And there are 16 million of those in the United States, according to the records. And then there are partnerships and subchapter S corporations, or limited liability corporations. These are also small. They can be the dentist's office or the dry cleaner or in an investment company with two or three clerks. And then if you look at all of those, there are about 9 million of those. And so I said, well, what is the average pre-tax income of all of those put together? And that adds up to 25 million if you're doing your math. And it turns out that the pre-tax income, properly weighted for the size of the companies, is about $314,000. It's hard to go from those numbers that I've just recited that anybody can look up and that's listening to this program and go from there to 95% to 96% of all the small businesses will be exempt. The numbers just don't add up. Even if you were to take out all of the sole proprietors, what I call the smaller businesses, which, by the way, have some substantial incomes in them, but just take them all out, you would still be left with the 34% of all small businesses, as reported by the Internal Revenue Service, and their average income is over $500,000. So I'm trying to work it out the way the Obama campaign did, and I've asked them. I haven't got a very good answer out of them, and I just can't make the numbers work.
We're talking with Bill Beach of the Heritage Foundation. And Bill, the main thrust that Senator Obama puts forward publicly on his tax plan is that 95% of Americans will see a tax reduction. And he says basically anyone making less than $200,000 a year will see a tax cut. The McCain campaign and others have pointed out that 40% of Americans don't actually pay taxes, and so this would really amount to a welfare program. Is that an accurate assessment?
Well, that is the chief characteristic of Senator Obama's tax plan, is that it is an effort to redistribute income from a very high and reasonably high incomes, those that are above $200,000 a year, to those that are below $50,000, $60,000 a year. And a lot of those below $50,000, because of family size and other conditions, don't end up paying any taxes at all. So they would get new or expanded existing refunds, rebates, credits, exemptions, deductions, you name it. They're going to get a whole bunch more. There's another feature of Senator Obama's plan, however, that he doesn't talk about, and he should, because it's a good feature, and that is that he has made permanent a large number of President Bush's tax cuts from 2001 and 2003. Now, I suspect if he said that, he would lose Democrat votes. But the only reason that Senator Obama's plan produces any additional economic activity or any additional jobs, and it does, we've looked at the numbers, we've run the models, is because of those making permanent some of the tax rates on dividends and capital gains and individual income taxes below $200,000, obviously. But you're right. The main thing he does is to take money from those with it and give it to those who don't have it. It's redistribution. It's wealth equalization. It's it's a chapter from the middle of the 20th century that we kind of thought we were well behind us, but now it's come back.
Senator Obama says, though, also, Bill, that for those who actually do pay taxes, they'll be getting about a $1,000 tax credit or a cut, depending on how he implements it. And he says that would be a better deal for those under $200,000 who actually pay taxes than what John McCain is offering. Is that true?
Well, I don't think that's true by any measure. It's just not the tax cut that you're looking for. And by the way, because Senator McCain makes all of the Bush tax cuts permanent, about that same amount of tax cut goes to the people below $200,000. Now, there are some credits and deductions that Senator McCain doesn't have that Senator Obama has. But here's the key thing. You're not only interested in lower taxes, but you're interested in higher wages. You know, a tax plan has to deliver on both sides to really be good. And what Senator Obama doesn't do, but Senator McCain does do, is raise those wages and create new jobs. It is a poor performance on Senator Obama's side. He could be doing a lot more. And what Senator McCain does, he makes sure that the economy grows at a faster rate, higher wages, by lowering the second highest business tax rate in the world, the corporate income tax rate. And when he does so, and he cuts 10 percentage points off that puppy, he really causes the economy to perform at a higher level in our models, and I think in reality it actually would as well. So it's higher wages with him and lower taxes, and with Senator Obama is primarily lower taxes.
Bill, just our last 30 seconds here. What questions should voters make sure they have answers to before they vote?
Well, I think the main thing, if you're interested in the economy, is A, who's going to produce more jobs for us? Which tax plan, which economic plan works better? And then which economic plan is going to be most likely to help settle down these extremely risk-averse markets we have right now? You know, the greatest threat we have to our economy is that the illness affecting credit markets and financial institutions will spread like the flu out of Wall Street and into Main Street. These plans have got to be an inoculation against that happening. And if they are, then I think the candidate that will get the most votes will be the one with that plan.
Bill, unfortunately, we need to run. Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Bill Beach, Director of the Center for Data Analysis at the Heritage Foundation. This is Dateline Washington.